Well, this news update is being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows, they also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Hi, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a look at your local headlines, beginning with Sebring Village Police Chief Steve Repke announcing Bayview Gardens has worked up ground to allow for the creation of a community garden at the Senior Center on East Main Street in Sebring. Repke explained administrators at Bayview Gardens asked him what he thought about allowing the development on the center's grounds for a garden. According to Repke, the more he thought about it, the better he liked the idea as a way to showcase the community about the positive growth that is happening in the village and an easy way for residents to grow their own vegetables. In a joint effort, a garden area was worked up on the west side of the BVG's grounds, which can be entered off of 7th Street. That area was selected because it has easy access to develop a gardening area and a parking lot. The grand opening of the Stake Your Claim Garden is going to be this Wednesday. That's May the 15th at 3:45 in the afternoon with a ribbon cutting at the garden. This will be the first year for the venture, so there might be a few issues to work out, Repke said. Noting that there is a possibility the effort might grow to include a storage garden shed with community gardening tools along with a small flower garden. Region 7 Area Aging on Aging. Region 7 Area Aging, on Aging, will host a public hearing regarding the implementation of a multi-year and fiscal year plan for 2025. The meeting will be done publicly and online. Now, the in-person meeting is going to be at 2 p.m. this Thursday, May the 16th, at the office at 1615 South Euclid Avenue, Bay City. And then the Zoom meeting is going to be conducted at 10 a.m. on Monday, May 22nd. To register for the Zoom meeting, go to their website. It is region7aaa.org. A Zoom link will be emailed at the time to be able to attend. Region 7 Area Agency on Aging will be reviewing the final 2025 plan, along with outlining how federal and state funding will be used for programs and services benefiting older adults in Bay, Clare, Gladwin, Gratiot, Huron, Isabella, Midland, Saginaw, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. According to Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Bureau of Aging, Community Living and Supports Guideline, a summary of the proposed plan will be available on the website. Once again, region7aaa.org, or you can call their 800 number, and that is 800-858-1637. Those who cannot attend the meetings can send a written comment to Connie Garcia, Contract Manager at Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, and that is at 1615 South Euclid Avenue, Bay City, 48706, or by email at garciac at region7aaa.org, or by phone 800-858-1637 on or before May 23rd. Region 7 Area Agency on Aging provides a labyrinth of services for senior adults, which are aimed at keeping them in their own homes as long as possible. We'll be right back in just a moment.
At Advanced Auto Glass and More, we are a proud local dealer and installer for LiftMaster garage door openers. This is Dave. With almost 200 residential and commercial LiftMaster garage door openers in stock, the next generation of LiftMaster openers are transforming the garage space. LiftMaster has a wide variety of products to choose from, including belt and chain openers, plus MyQ Smart Control and Amazon Key. It puts the control at your fingertips. Close and open your garage door from anywhere. For an estimate on a new LiftMaster garage door opener with installation, or if you're having problems with your current garage opener, please give us a call at 989-269-6655. LiftMaster, turn your garage into the envy of the neighborhood.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread all around university and college campuses in recent weeks, leading to disruptions and arrests. Some demonstrations extended into weekend graduation celebrations, although they were muted in comparison to the encampments and rallies that have roiled campuses. Most of the commencement exercises took place on Saturday and yesterday as scheduled and remain largely peaceful. Dozens of the 7,000 graduates at Duke University in North Carolina left their seats to protest pro-Israel speaker and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. In Los Angeles, a few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters tried to block access to the Pomona College commencement. Student protesters at Boston's Emerson College occasionally erupted into chants during the graduation ceremony. And lastly, a tiny, low-priced electric vehicle called the BYD Seagull has a maximum range of 190 miles and the attention of American automakers and politicians. The car, launched last year by Chinese automaker BYD, sells for about $12,000 USD in China, but it drives well and it's put together with craftsmanship that rivals U.S.-made electric vehicles that cost three times as much. Tariffs on imported Chinese vehicles probably will keep the Seagull away from America's shores for now, but the rapid emergence of a low-priced EV from China could put a dent in the global auto industry in ways not seen since Japanese automakers arrived during the oil crisis in the 1970s. The BYD Seagull is expected to get the equivalent of 52 miles per gallon, and it takes about 30 minutes to charge. Your news update is brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss Snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.